From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says he and other leaders at the summit of the world's major economies in France will be focusing on resolving the financial crisis in Europe. The president speaking after initial talks with France's president, who's hosting the summit.
We spent most of our conversation focused on strengthening the global economic recovery so that we are creating jobs for our people and stabilizing the financial markets around the world.
The most pressing issue facing leaders at the summit is the situation in Greece. NPR's Scott Horsley reports European leaders are giving Greece an ultimatum as they demand to know whether the debt-plagued country will remain in the euro currency zone.
Greece is not even a member of the G20, but it's nevertheless a big focus for world leaders gathering here as they try to erect a firewall between that country's debt problems and the broader economy of the eurozone. A fragile rescue plan worked out last week is now in jeopardy, thanks to calls by the Greek prime minister to submit the agreement to a public referendum. President Obama is meeting with leaders of France and Germany before the summit officially gets underway. The White House expects Europe to take the lead in addressing the debt crisis, but acknowledges the ripple effects will be felt on our side of the Atlantic. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Cannes.
The ongoing debt crisis in Europe is one of the factors being cited by the Federal Reserve as it sharply lowers its forecast for economic growth in the United States. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke.
Concerns about European fiscal and banking issues have contributed to strains in global financial markets, which have likely had adverse effects on confidence and growth.
Bernanke says Fed policymakers expect growth to remain relatively weak for the next couple of years, with unemployment coming down only slightly to 8.6% by the end of next year. Police in Oakland, California have been using tear gas this morning to disperse dozens of protesters who were spraying graffiti and breaking windows. The clashes follow a peaceful march by thousands of Occupy Oakland protesters who effectively shut down the port of Oakland last night. It's one of the nation's busiest ports. Omar Benjamin, executive director of the port, is appealing for an end to the demonstration.
Continued missed shifts represent economic hardship for maritime workers, truckers, and their families, as well as lost jobs and lost tax revenue for our region.
Benjamin says the port will not resume operations till it's safe to do so. Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain is accusing one of his GOP rivals, Texas Governor Rick Perry, of orchestrating a smear campaign against him. Cain accusing a Perry advisor of leaking details of an allegation that Cain made unwanted sexual overtures to women when he was head of the National Restaurant Association. A spokesman for Perry denies that claim. Larry Sabato at the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia says he does not think the controversy will derail Cain's campaign.
Hardcore Cain people will continue to be for him. Apparently, his contributions have increased.
This is NPR News. A new report says that college students are borrowing more money than ever now to cover rising education costs. NPR's Larry Abramson reports the Project on Student Debt says the average student graduating last year borrowed more than $25,000.
In 2010, the amount borrowed by the average graduate went up by 5%, as it's been doing for a number of years. The Project on Student Debt points out that these former students are entering a job market where the unemployment rate for young grads is over 9%. Students graduating in the Northeast and the Midwest tend to have the highest levels of debt. New Hampshire and Maine lead the pack there. Utah and Hawaii students leave school owing the least. The report notes that there is wide variability among schools. Some high-tuition schools like Princeton have managed to keep student borrowing below $6,000 total through generous grant programs, while some students at public institutions have to borrow more than $40,000. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
A House panel will decide today whether to subpoena documents concerning a failed California solar company that received a more than $500 million government loan. NPR's Giles Snyder has details.
Top Republicans on the House panel say the Obama administration is stymieing their efforts to get hold of thousands of internal documents related to Solyndra. They say their requests are reasonable, but the Obama administration is stalling. Solyndra received its loan guarantee from the Energy Department before filing for bankruptcy protection in September and laying off 1,100 workers. A spokesman says the administration is cooperating with the panel and this week alone turned over some 15,000 documents, including about 1,200 pages of communications between the White House and the Energy Department.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.